Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGART MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Welcome to part two of our interview, and thank you for being a gravekeeper of the Grave Talks as we continue our interview with Jackie Tomblin about this home that has so many striking similarities to the infamous Amityville Horror. When you have now the benefit of looking at this with some time, looking back, what do you believe, or who do you believe, was haunting that location?
I have never really been on board with a demonic location.
Okay.
Let me clarify this.
Yeah.
I work as a psychic. I believe in good and evil, but in all the cases I've ever done, I had never come across anything demonic. Mm-hmm. Anything that I felt was life-threatening or anything extraordinary like this case was. You know, and I talked to Tiffany because, I mean, I was like, I reached out to a couple of demonologists on this and kind of brushed up on that education and the things I need to know from you, because what they are telling me is that predominantly in a demonic case or something evil, the person has brought that into them. So that's why I said, I need you to be honest with me. You know, have you done anything like that? And, you know, her answer was no, we have not, you know. She told me about the clergyman that come in and got sick and returned and would not return her calls. And she's like, I don't know what's going on here. I really don't. And I said, well, I don't want to sit here and tell you that it's something evil, but this is not normal.
Yeah.
And I explained to her, I said, you know, a human spirit can do things that you and I as humans can do. They can open doors. They can move a glass. You can sometimes hear footsteps. This is normal things. Okay?
Sure.
Red lights in the barn are not normal. A white mist going to a black shadow that we actually got on camera is not normal. Walls oozing something. This is not normal. You know? And I thought, so whatever here, I just feel is very oppressive and very aggressive. And no, I don't want you to stay here tonight, or I really don't want you to stay here till we can go through the footage in its entirety. Well, by the time we're having that conversation, my daughter comes to me and says, you need to stop this DVR and go back and look at the bedroom. And I'm like, what happened? She says, a flame happened. I'm like, excuse me? We back it up. We put the DVR, you know, where we're looking on the monitor at just that one single camera. and you see an orb comes into the room and bursts into a flame. And I'm sitting there looking at everyone, and everyone is accounted for. There is no one upstairs. And you know what I said? That's a wrap. Start tearing it. I'm like, I cannot even find a stupid explanation for this at this point. You know?
Yeah.
But we were all standing at the monitor, and everybody's like, nobody has left this room. We are all right here accounted for. Tiffany, and they're listening to me talk to Tiffany about what is a normal haunt to us when this occurs on the monitor. And that's what I'm like, yep, this is a wrap. Tear it down. And then, of course, everybody's, you know, well, who's going up there to get that camera?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, in the tear down, what we had no knowledge of, because the lights are on, everything's powered up, we have a fantastic clip of the loaf of bread that moves on its own on the kitchen counter. And beside that bread, if you look on the side, she has a white stove. It looks like a black spiral, like a black swirl taking place on the side of that stove. We had no idea. Really taught me a lesson to make sure you watch that investigation entirely, even when you're tearing down, because otherwise we would have missed that clip.
So as you're looking back on this, I guess I'm not clear. Do you believe that this was something demonic in this house with all these pieces of evidence, or do you think it was something more than that?
I think, honestly, it was something more than that. Okay. I worked with a couple of demonologists on this. They really brought us up to speed on what occurs in a demonic location, what it leads to. This, to me, was like evil in the house and Papa Bear in the barn.
Okay.
Was the best way I could describe it.
Sure.
And to this day, I have never returned to that location.
I think I can understand why.
Yeah.
So
now, I'd like to also mention, her and Billy fought on the phone the entire investigation.
Really?
Yes.
Tell me about that a little bit, because I know there's been moments in some of the documentation of this of alluding to a personality change in Billy during some of this. Can you expand upon that at all?
Oh, absolutely.
Go ahead.
The personality change, I mean, I saw a happy couple go to, we're going to split. You know?
Yeah.
And I mean, twice she bought me the phone and says, you talk to her. And I'm like, I'm not getting involved in this right now.
Sure.
And I'm like, okay, I'm not a marriage counselor. And there's too much going on right here, right now, for me to entertain this. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you know, and I told her, I said, you know, the thing about it is, obviously Billy wants him out the hotel. Okay? Mm-hmm. But how much footage have I got to go through here?
Yeah.
I mean, we started recording at 8 p.m. and I recorded till 4 a.m. So, I mean, we're looking at a ton of footage. And as I said, you know, we've got help. We're going to get this done, but I'm not going to have answers for a few days.
Sure.
On everything, you know? So, yeah, there was a lot of turmoil with her and Billy. Looking back in retrospect, can we all sit there and say it had something to do with it? Absolutely. When we filmed A Haunting, it was one of the things we sat around eating lunch in the conference room of the studio talking about how we're a completely different couple from what you were then.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're unable to visibly see that.
Do you believe there was some sort of an attachment or something on Billy when this was going on?
I think it was to Tiffany.
To Tiffany, okay.
I think it was to Tiffany. I really do.
How so?
Because she was the one with the experiences. And when she says, I want you to focus on the master bedroom, the kitchen, and the barn, we're the three likely places Tiffany is to be in that home. Mm-hmm. The master bedroom, the kitchen, and the barn.
Sure.
So, I mean, unfortunately, I mean, I went with her, you know, and I told her everything that I let her speak to demonologists on it. We gave her absolutely everything we had found. And, you know, and I thought, I have no way to clear this. I don't know who does, you know.
Sure.
It's a rented location. Y'all have a decision to make. And, you know, I said, I don't know what to tell you with this. Well, I was not aware at that time that she did not tell Billy what all I had said.
Okay.
And the fact that she did that when we filmed the show was amazing to me. Mm-hmm. I was very proud to hear her say that.
The day after the investigation, you were talking earlier briefly about your team all having things happen to them in a negative light. Can you expound upon that a little bit more in greater detail and what happened to everyone? Obviously, your daughter being sick right away.
As ghost hunters, we joked that we tried not to bring our work home, mm-hmm. you know? And we've had a couple locations where you might have a little something happen at your house, but you don't pay no mind and it goes away. Mm-hmm. And my next day started with, I've got one going to the ER sick, one in bed sick. The next call that comes in, their dog has died. The next call that comes in, their dog has died. My dog is going nuts for no reason, as in trying to dig my bathtub up nuts. And this has been a house dog of many years. And we didn't think about it at that particular day, what had happened to everyone. It was a couple of days later when we got together to review everything. We talked about it, what followed us out of there. You know, mm-hmm. the reason we got called in was for dying animals. Within 24 hours of that investigation, this team lost 3 pets.
What do you believe? What do you believe did follow you out of there? And did it go away? How did it pass?
Well, I mean, rule of thumb is if we've ever had anything follow us, you pay it no mind and it passes within a couple of days.
Okay.
And I thought you're going to have to stick with that for now. If it gets to the point we're going to have to pull resources to bring someone in, that's what we're going to have to do, but that's what you're going to have to go with. Mm-hmm. And pretty much on day 3, everything died down for everyone. But looking back in retrospect, does the team carry weight to the death of their pets in that investigation? They do. I have to give some weight to it. Like I said, I have, at the time, she was a spoiled, rotten Siberian Husky, mm-hmm. very pampered, very much allowed me to live with her, and just went nuts trying to dig the bathtub up. And just craziness for like 2 days. Like, for example, like jumping up, like trying to climb the wall in the hallway, just stuff that was just so out of the normal for her.
Yeah.
Just absolutely crazy, you know? So, yeah, and I have to give some weight to it. I don't believe that was all coincidence.
Yeah. With the actual home that they were in, after you left and you gave them all the information on what you had found, what you felt, your experiences there, mm-hmm. were mm-hmm. they able, with another outside source, to get this to end, this to leave?
No.
No.
She was not able to bring anyone else in. She did try a couple of demonologists. Mm-hmm. She was not able to bring anyone else in, and she chose to tell Billy nothing. And then things escalate to the point they left in the middle of the night. And not only did they leave in the middle of the night, I think they pretty much took their clothes. She left a lot of furniture in that house.
Did she ever share with you what happened that night? That's pretty extreme, where somebody gets up and leaves in the middle of the night. Obviously, that you go back to the thinking, and we've referenced it many times, Amityville. But what was going on? Did she ever share with you that the events of that night?
She was pushed down the steps.
Okay.
And you know what? I cannot honestly sit here and say that did not happen to her, because I had 2 investigators that would go up in sets of 2 because they felt something was going to push them down the steps.
Wow.
So when it happened to her, that was something that was amongst our members, nothing that was presented to her. So when she was pushed down the steps, I absolutely cannot say that did not happen.
So in your opinion, it would be just a sense of this is getting far too dangerous for us to even be here anymore. And we've had enough and we're just out. That was like the last straw, right. Essentially.
Right. And see, and at this point, Billy has not only not seen my report, he hasn't seen the footage from the investigation either. He hasn't seen anything.
Did he not want to? Was he not aware that it existed? What was the hold back there, I guess is my question.
Tiffany told him I didn't find anything.
Okay.
Yes. And that was for her love of the place, yeah. And wanting things to be normal.
Sure.
You know? And she said that she felt that a piece of her felt that if she knew what she was dealing with, she could handle it herself. She couldn't. Mm-hmm. It just got worse.
After they left the home, and he obviously has found out what happened with the home, did this end for them? Did it end with leaving the property? Did anything follow them, or was that it?
No, nothing followed them out of there. They have been fine ever since. Cases we've had following Tiffany's, we've told her that we refer to her as the paranormal touch. Mm-hmm. And she said, what I mean by that is it's not a full-blown possession, but it's got your attention because the whole time she continued to communicate with this thing.
Yeah.
You know? I said, there is that fascination of you cannot leave it alone and that fear of when it does something. And she says, and once you leave the location, and I've had another couple that are the same way, once you get out of it, once you leave it, you realize how your life had changed.
Yeah.
You see your marriage deteriorate. You see that I'm right. You're not leaving it alone. And why are you so obsessed with it? Mm-hmm. You know? And she says, and I can remember so many conversations of you telling me repeatedly, stop talking to it.
Sure.
You know? And she says, but when you're in it, she said, I said, totally different. She says, almost like an adrenaline rush.
Has there been anything reported from anyone who is now inhabiting the home or taking the home since they've left?
To my knowledge, no.
Okay.
Now, that house is currently being rented. I don't know if it's the same tenant or if tenants have moved in and out.
Sure.
I don't know. And I have many people that have seen a haunting and will contact me. I know where the house is.
Sure.
No, you do not. The farmhouse that was filmed in is a reenactment at another location.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, no one's going to give out that knowledge of where it's
exactly.
At. Yeah.
Exactly. But that, and I can't say they're not familiar with the location it's shot at. That is not the physical house.
Sure. Sure.
So.
Compared to other cases that you've been involved with and have researched, just how abnormal or extreme was this case compared to them?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I would place Franklin, Virginia at a 12.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. I would absolutely give them a 12. It was, I mean, we've had other cases. We've had other negative cases. Nothing in comparison to that one.
Yeah. Would you ever... Do you ever want to be involved in something this extreme again? Or is once in a lifetime enough for you?
No, I would tell anyone. Honestly, I feel like it is the closest to the gates of hell I've ever seen, and I'm good. I am good. I mean, I've been there, you know, I was a little skeptical. On the demonic side of things, and that things can escalate to be that powerful, I now know it happens. Yeah, I'm good. Like I said, I have never returned to that location.
That's going to wrap up our interview with Jackie. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a gravekeeper and helping to keep this program on the air. We could not do it without your support. Until next time for the Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for listening.
We'll be right back.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGARTMyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I like things my way, my coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGARTMyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo. Brought to you by Argenix.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I like things my way, my coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGARTMyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino's a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I like things my way, my coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGARTMyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good hands, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice-cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew!
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Sheba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Sheba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Sheba.com.